yeah, and well, let's see now. From the Top played the suite for Violin and Piano, did they not?
I think that's it. It was just a couple of weeks ago at this point.
One of the winners of the, I think she was a winner of the Sync competition, if I'm not mistaken, was invited to play the mother and child on From the Top, which is one of our most. There are several pieces that everybody adores. Summerland, Mother and Child, the Afro-American Symphony. Now, the second symphony, the Song of the New Race,
yes,
is coming up there because the Minneapolis Symphony did it last year, and I had people calling saying it changed their lives. It was a life-changing experience.
Yeah. And it's understandable, and it's good to know that that Symphony Number 1 is a great symphony, but that people are discovering the other works, the other symphonies, the other kinds of the other genres of things that he wrote, songs and chamber pieces.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot to discover, and it's going to take us years to get everything engraved because there's still so much music not engraved and in shape, you know. We're working on it, but I need about 35 more years.
Well, and you'll do it. And speaking of speaking of the Sync competition, I've just recently, the last couple of days, been in contact with Aaron Dworkin, dean of the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance, and I'm expecting to be at the conference that they're having starting next Thursday through Sunday, and record some interviews with some of the people there. If that's really a where discussion of diversity, that is really one of the places to be, and I think they refer to it as the epicenter.
Oh, yeah. Well, Aaron is a remarkable human being. I met him at the University of Michigan, and we sat down in the student union and discussed it. And he said he wanted to start the Sync competition, and he decided to do it because of my father's suite for violin and piano. So he wanted me to know that. He said that inspired him to do what he was going to do. And I, at the time, I thought it was an impossible dream. I said, Aaron, don't be disappointed if you have a problem. But he didn't have a problem. He's very persuasive and really got the support to do it. And he's been amazingly successful in everything that he has wanted to put together. He named his first child Noah Still Dworkin.